Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, sounds a little bit different. I'm not in my studio. I'm broadcasting from home, and I don't have the big, beautiful backdrop like a lot of other radio hosts do. I don't know how they have a backdrop and soundproof, because it looks like they have windows. You can't broadcast where there's windows. So I'm in the most windowless room I could have. So it's going to still sound a little odd, but I'm here to get you the show. Show must go on. It doesn't matter whether I have my ovaries, uterus, or not. The show must go on. So we have Christmas coming up. We have travel coming up. And all of a sudden, we have all this panic about Omicron. The stock market dropped, what, 600-700 points yesterday. People freaking out, buying Peloton. I guess whenever there's an issue with COVID, people buy Peloton. Hey, look, as long as you're exercising, I'm fine with it. But we're still getting a lot of mixed messaging on what's happening with Omicron. So originally, South Africa and countries surrounding had reported, look, guys, looks like we have a new variant. This new variant has tons of mutations. It is a variant of concern. Well, after that, everybody freaked out. They started to do travel bans. And then South Africa was like, whoa, guys. Okay, now you're punishing us? Really? So all the news that's been coming out now in the last 24 hours is it's mild, it's mild, it's mild. Do we believe it? Is it mild? And did the world just panic because all South Africa did was say, look, guys, looks like we have a new variant. It was supposed to be called new. And then they decide to skip a couple letters and go to Omicron because it would be a little bit more clear. The next one, by the way, is called Pi. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see that. I don't know if that's going to go because a lot of us love Pi and everybody's so afraid of you know, meshing bad things and good things together with the same term. So, in terms of now doing damage control, the news that's been just coming out the last 24 hours, 48 hours, is, guys, it's mild. These are mild symptoms. Yet, interestingly, we did have some sources saying hospitalizations were up about 400% since Omicron's debut. So I can't tell you, guys. I want to tell you. I can't tell you. But interestingly, America is looking at how they should approach travel, and they've already made some very interesting moves. So what's being reported by Daily Mail is the CDC has already ordered all airlines to turn over their manifests and other information of passengers who arrived in the U.S. from 8 countries that are facing travel restrictions. This directive was actually first reported by Reuters, and it was issued in an effort to quickly identify and stop the spread of the Omicron variant. So the countries included Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. So on November 8th, the CDC required airlines to collect contact tracing information from international travelers, names, addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, but it not demanded that those details be turned over. Now, according to the directive that took place last night, airlines have 24 hours to turn over the information for any flights that left departed on or after 12:01 a.m. Eastern time. Now, this is very interesting because the CDC is going to turn this data over to a jurisdictional state and local public health partner for public health follow-up, which may lead to, quote, recommendations for potential post-arrival viral testing, quarantine, and isolation, which means if the deal was not you get quarantined. If the deal was you buy a ticket to America, you get to go to America, you get to visit your family in America and come back, that deal is changing pretty quickly. Because if they think you might have came and carried the Omicron variant, now you're going to be probably stuck in some sort of quarantine. And so I think that's very frightening for people who are traveling, because, like I said, you know, they're coming for holidays, they're coming to see family, they're coming for work, whatever, and now all of a sudden the rules are changing. And this is what I told you guys about a year or two ago. You know, for those of us that kind of remember in our Gen X days or Boomer days or whatever, where it's like, you know what, you know, things happen methodical, things may happen logical, there's a slow pattern, we can predict, we can, Things are happening lightning speed. Every new day, there's something new that comes up. I mean, look at what happened over Thanksgiving. All of a sudden, oh, there's a new variant and everyone's freaking out about it. The variant's probably already here. I mean, we're seeing cases go up. If we weren't testing for Omicron, we wouldn't know if they were Omicron. Calm down. Calm down. Take it slow. Well, a lot of you have trips planned. And we're being told that the Biden administration is possibly considering some changes and stricter coronavirus rules when it comes to your traveling. So my son and his girlfriend may be traveling, taking a cruise around Christmas time. They're going to be out of the country. One of those changes might be you can't come back unless you test, unless you quarantine, unless you, you know, follow these certain rules. And I'm telling them, look, before you guys go, make sure you're okay with that deal. I don't like the deal changing. I don't like signing up for something and all of a sudden the rules change. When I travel, I barely have the time off. It's my fault because I'm a workaholic. But, I mean, when I travel, if I'm coming back Sunday night at midnight, I better come back Sunday night at midnight because I am working at 6 a.m. that next day. I don't give myself a lot of leeway. For you guys, I would recommend get yourself some leeway because you just don't know where they're going with this. And remember, we're getting a lot of mixed messaging. We were told that this Omicron variant is causing a 400% spike in hospitalizations. 10% of these hospitalizations are kids. This is a very worrisome one. It might be on the same scale as Ebola. This might be more infectious than Delta. And then all of a sudden, when all the panic happened, everything switched and said, no, 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 you know what, calm down, it's mild. All right, so what is it, people? What is it? And what bothers me is this sort of approach to public health is very elementary, rudimentary. It's incompetent. That's not how you approach public health. So just be prepared that, you know, some drama's coming down the pike. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I think we got some new music. I don't know if we're working on our Christmas music or not, but I love Christmas music. The problem with the Christmas music is I start to sing it, and many of you do not want to hear my singing, and I just have to sing along with the Christmas music because I love it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about too much throughout the pandemic is vaping. Remember, it was all about vaping. It was all about how bad big tobacco was, and then the vaping companies were bad, and we had a vaping epidemic, and, you know, we had to do all these restrictions, and then all of a sudden COVID came, and nobody talked about vaping. Well, people turned to vaping. Kids were home. You know, they were trying to stay awake. They still wanted to look cool with their friends. And vaping hasn't really changed much since some of the initial restrictions came out. They started to restrict Juul and some of the fancy flavors. I've never vaped, so I don't know. Here's my problem. Don't tease me with a strawberry margarita or a strawberry daiquiri flavor or a Jolly Rancher or a watermelon flavor. Don't tease me with that, because if all I'm getting is steam or smoke or vape, I know. So I've never vaped. And I don't want to start because I don't trust it. I don't trust what's going into your body. When it came to smoking cessation, we as doctors did everything possible to help people get off smoking. Whether it was a nicotine patch or nicotine gum or Shantix or, calling, you know, the quit line or the, or, you know, behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy. When vaping came as a tool to quit smoking, I wasn't that excited about it because I'm like, wait a second. Okay. In order to quit smoking, just like if you're going to quit drugs or quit any addiction, you don't want to swap it with another addiction. You don't want to swap it with another crutch. I get that temporarily you might need something to help you through. Just like when you go through therapy after a knee replacement, you might need to have an assistive device. You might need to, you know, rely on some certain things, but that's supposed to be just temporary. And once I saw what was happening with vaping and e-cigs, I was like, okay, no. I don't know if I want to recommend this. And we doctors had to make a decision of if vaping was the lesser evil of the two between smoking. And we were told it was. We were told that if somebody's smoking, at least offer electronic cigarettes or vaping because it would be a safer option than tobacco. So for me, and I'm very skeptical and cynical about a lot of these things because I think a lot of it is hype, and I do kind of wonder if there's ulterior motives behind some of the recommendations and money behind it. So when it came to that, I had suggested to my patients, look, if you really want to vape to get off smoking, I'll support you, but don't do it longer than a month or two. Maybe at most 3 months, because we don't know what the hell you're putting into your body. Well, eventually studies start to come out saying that vaping was linked to heart disease. Vaping could be linked to cancer. And there was a lot of back and forth going, no, you know, this is just hyperbole. This is just, no. But I had a suspicion that vaping was going to affect younger people. And they might not have the symptoms that older people would have. And so a symptom that a younger individual might have that they usually don't have is erectile dysfunction. And lo and behold, I would start having patients call in saying, yeah, I'd like to try some Viagra. And I double check their birthday and I'm like, you're a Gen Z. Why do you need Viagra? I need to try Viagra. I'm like, what's going on here? You're Gen Z. I mean, you were born after 1995. Why are you needing Viagra? So I'm like, do you vape? Yep, I vape. And I'm like, whoa. I wonder if something's going on where it could interfere with the vessels, where it could interfere with the blood flow. Well, apparently there's been a couple studies saying, yeah, it does. So if you're trying to get your kid or your nephew or grandkid off vaping, you might want to show them this article I wrote. It's on Twitter and Facebook. Vaping linked to erectile dysfunction. So basically there was a study from researchers out of NYU Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins where they surveyed 13,711 males between the ages of 20 and 65 who either never formerly or currently used electronic nicotine delivery systems. And they found that those who vaped were 2.4 times as likely as men who have never used these to report erectile dysfunction. Now, you know, some people might be like, okay, well, you know what? That's not a real serious side effect. I think it is. I think if somebody has erectile dysfunction, that means there is some very serious damage going on. Why? Because I told you guys over and over and over again, when I would diagnose somebody with erectile dysfunction, I wouldn't even drop the Viagra prescription until I checked their heart. Because if you're having blood flow problems to your genitals, then how do I know you're not also having blood flow problems to your heart or to your brain? Now, some people might have erectile dysfunction because of depression. Some people might have it because of marijuana use. Some people might have it because of, you know, they're with a partner that they just don't want to be with. And that's pretty easy to figure out. You say, look, do you have erectile dysfunction with porn? If they say no, do you have erectile dysfunction with your wife? Yes. Then that's more environmental. But if you have somebody say, look, I'm even having trouble with porn, all right, then there's something more organic, something more biological going on. So what could be biological going on? Well, according to another study looking at vaping and erectile dysfunction, this study had come out in the spring out of Tulane. They thought that it was the endothelial dysfunction that vaping could do, where it would mess with e-cig use would cause oxidative stress. These reactive oxygen species and hydroxyl radicals would damage endothelial lining, the lining of the blood vessels. And they found that that could possibly be a reason, and again, called for more studies to look at this. So if, you know, we are looking at it, apparently, Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins, NYU Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins are going to look at further studies. Like, well, you know, how quickly does your erectile dysfunction come back if you quit vaping? Or how, you know, are some vaping products worse than others? Is it a nicotine dependent? Is the higher nicotine load more correlated with erectile dysfunction? But I'm here to tell you people, you know, really rethink what you're putting in your mouth. Rethink what you're doing. Because if you are 20-some years old and we got the pets here. If you are 20-something years old and you're already having dysfunction that we see in our 50, 60-year-old men, that means it's aging you. And why are you putting something in your body that ages you? Smoking ages you. You know, it's interesting. I remember I talked to my mom, and my mom, believe it or not, looked young for her age. I mean, I still think she looks young for her age. And I asked my mom, you know, Mom, what is it? You know, how come you look younger than some of these other women your age? She's like, well, because I don't drink. I don't smoke. I mean, she smoked what everybody else smoked, but she quit smoking. And she goes, I think it just dries you up. I think it ages you from the inside. And I really believe that happens. And I'm sorry I'm not getting all technical with the medical terminology for it. But, you know, don't put this crap into your body. So other things we have found by the way, the FDA has approved the marketing and use of some vaping products now under certain restrictions. Remember a couple months ago, they allowed R.J. Reynolds RJR Vapor Company for its Vuse Solo closed ends device, its Vuse Solo power unit, Vuse replacement cartridge. Those apparently have been FDA approved. Of course, they're watching very closely to see if they're going to mess with flavors or there's going to be an uptick in younger kids. But the FDA says that they are aware that 10% of high school students who vape use Vuse products. They're not going to approve the flavor products, but they are allowing, since October, these things to have FDA approval. So what about some of the DNA damage? Well, apparently, a study out of New York University, Dr. Moonchong Tang and his colleagues exposed mice to e-cig smoke. And they found during a three-month period, 5 days a week, the mice, compared to those that had fresh air, had DNA-damaged cells to their bladder, lungs, and hearts. And the amount of nicotine was about 10 milligrams per milliliter. Well, that dose is on the milder spectrum of things. So if we even found that there was some cancer in animal studies with kind of lower vaping cartridges, I would just really rethink what you're putting in your body. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court is in session hearing oral arguments directed at abortion in America. The case stems from the Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart.
As to when does a woman's interest enter, as far as we're concerned, it's there the entire time. Our point is that all of the interests are there the entire time, and Roe and Casey improperly prevent states from taking account and weighing those interests however they think best.
Supreme Court Associate Justice Elena Kagan.
To make the decisions that are most fundamental to the course of their lives. And always in those cases, there was an understanding that there were important interests on the other side in protecting life or protecting the potential for life, whether people saw it one way or the other way, and that there was a difficult question here and a balance to be made.
USA Radio News. Since Roe v. Wade greenlit abortions in 1973, millions of unborn babies have had their lives terminated by the mother. The Roe v. Wade ruling determined it was a woman's choice for her body. Now, several decades later, some states are trying to protect the voiceless babies, restricting how and when an abortion can take place. This morning, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing arguments on abortion in a case brought forward by the state of Mississippi. Golfer Tiger Woods has reemerged since the horrific SUV crash in Southern California.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas. Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Supreme Court, it looks like they are poised to hold up a Mississippi law that bars abortion after 15 weeks. It is less clear if there's going to be a clear majority. The conservative justices have expressed skepticism about the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, and this dispute represents the culmination of a decades-long effort on the part of critics of the landmark opinion, according to CNN, that legalized abortion nationwide to return the issue back to the states, a move that would almost, they believe, eviscerate abortion rights in certain swaths of the South and Midwest. According to CNN, Chief Justice John Roberts seemed to be looking for a middle ground to allow states to ban abortion earlier, moving up the viability line from the current 22 to 23 weeks, but leaving in place some remnants of a woman's right to end an abortion, or to end, the, not end an abortion, a woman's right to end a pregnancy. He said 15 weeks was not a dramatic departure from viability. Brett Kavanaugh noted that even if the issue were returned to the states, abortion would still be available in some of those states. He conceded that supporters of abortion rights have a forceful argument, but asked if there were two interests at stake, why the court should be the arbiter. The court's other four conservatives were critical of the 1973 Roe v. Wade. Even Jane Roe later became critical of Roe v. Wade as well, citing, you know, regrets of you know, the ramifications of it. And it's an example of how something sounds like a logical idea, sounds like, you know, look, it's my body. Now, if I make a mistake, I should be able to have the ability to address that mistake. But on the flip side, we're not talking about, you know, all right, well, you lost your credit card, get another credit card. We're talking about a baby. And so this has been probably one of the tumultuous, controversial issues of my time, obviously, because it all depends on, do you believe a fetus is a life or not? And do we protect the life of the fetus? You know, we're having these mandates and people considering and judges taking kids away from their parents or stopping parent visitation rights if their parents don't get their child vaccinated to protect them. Yet when somebody brings up, well, what about the protection of them before their birth? No, that doesn't count. So we have two definitions. People don't think the fetus is alive before birth, and people think until they're born. People think the fetus is alive at conception. And then you have also many that feel the fetus is alive once you see a heartbeat. Now, this wouldn't be as controversial, and this wouldn't have exploded to the degree that it has if we weren't seeing hundreds of thousands to millions of abortions being done every year. You know, somebody getting raped, incest is rare, having their life in jeopardy, going through the pregnancy and having to make that decision. Those pregnancies are a lot less than the numbers we are seeing with abortion. And so where this, and I've spoken about this before, where this all kind of took a very interesting turn was the numbers that were done. You know, Roe v. Wade was landmark, and you know, people were thinking, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is the best thing, you know, since sliced bread. You know, if a woman accidentally gets pregnant and doesn't know what to do, she has control, the government doesn't. But where did this turn into a form of birth control? When did it go to not just, you know, a handful, five or six done a year, to hundreds of thousands? And so, you know, as a doctor, I'm very frustrated with the topic because we have Obamacare and birth control. Birth control is supposed to be free under Obamacare. We have Planned Parenthood that gives out birth control. We have condoms. We have so many ways to help prevent unintended pregnancies. There, even abstinence. There are so, this is 2021, and the topic of unwanted pregnancies is even more forefront than ever. And I just, as a doctor, I'm like, how are we having so many unwanted pregnancies? With all the education, with all the free condoms, with all the free clinics. Why? And then, you know, for me, seeing that heartbeat, seeing the birth of a fetus, you know, studying embryology, it is very difficult for me to look at, you know, the embryo as a non-living entity. And so, you know, does the government have a right if somebody doesn't use birth control or chooses not to use birth control? Do they have a right to say, nope, you have to go through with the pregnancy? Or is it their duty to protect the baby, because a baby now has a good chance of being born as a result, and who's going to protect the child? And it's very interesting because I speak to many people on this topic, and it's not as cut and dry. You know, it's not as, oh yeah, I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-life. There's some people going, look, you know, if the mom's not going to take care of the baby, if the mom doesn't want the child is going to become dependent on the state. You know, why force the child to go through that? But then again, you know, I had a friend who was the result of a rape. She was very glad her mom didn't abort her. It was before the 1973 landmark case. And she's like, I'm alive. She's pro-choice. But she said, I'm so glad my mom didn't abort me and I'm alive. So when people look at this issue, it's very, very mixed. And that's why the issue right now isn't about anti-abortion or abortion. It's, can you do it over a certain amount of weeks? You know, now that we are able to save babies, 20, 21 weeks gestation that are born premature, then it's a lot harder to say they're not alive. So abortions over 15 weeks, that's already into second trimester. In fact, with my son, you could already see, you know, his sex organs. He, you know, you could tell he was a boy. You could already see his personality by 15 weeks. It was interesting. And so it's there's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of debate. There's going to be a lot of commentary. There's going to be a lot of protests. And the discussion right now is 15-week cutoff for abortion. It just blows my mind that these are the conversations we're having. According to Nancy Northup, president of the Center of Reproductive Rights, she says that 54,000 to 63,000 people get abortions after 15 weeks every year. Why are tens of thousands of people in that position to begin with? You know, this just blows my mind. We are spending millions upon millions of dollars for people to have access to birth control and access to condoms. And we know that sex gets you pregnant. And mind you, I do believe there's rapes. I do believe that there's, you know, that there are rare conditions that might put a pregnant mom at risk, but not to the degree. When I was in high school, I think the number was 1.6 million abortions were being done each year at the time. Then it went down to like 1.1. And I think last year it was like 700,000 to 800,000. Or not last year, pre-COVID. It just, I think we're spending so much time on which week to end the life of the fetus when we really should be spending a lot more time on trying to prevent these pregnancies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer today. So, sadly, yesterday we heard there was a shooting in a high school. And this was a high school that I think had about 1,600 kids. And for those of us that have kids, for those of us that have neighbors, for those of us that are citizens and are, you know, people that, understand what a community, you know, and a good, safe community means, you know, to our thriving and, you know, our ability to exist. Hearing somebody come into a school, a fellow student, and start shooting up, they're shooting at their fellow classmates is just incomprehensible. And the first thought that came to my mind is this person is sick. You have a complete sick individual that needs to be, you know, sequestered away from society. And when I turn on the TV, I'm hearing about, was it Congresswoman, which Congresswoman was it? Hold on a second. Tlaib, you know, talking about abolishing the federal prison system. And, I don't think anybody should make any judgments, rash judgments, on kicking people out of jail and closing down prisons without at least consulting psychologists, psychiatrists, criminal investigators, because the idea that somebody could reform is a very optimistic, it's a fantastic sort of goal, but a child that decides to take a gun that his dad bought a few days ago and kill his classmates, I cannot be optimistic about that child's ability to reform. And I wouldn't trust him. You just can't trust it. So a fourth child has now died after a Michigan high school shooter, the name has not been released because he's a minor, opened fire at Oxford High School yesterday. He's now killed four classmates, injured seven others. He is refusing to speak to police. He's at the juvenile detention center. Parents are getting him an attorney, and understandable so. The child is 15 years old. He has not been named by police yet. It remains unclear if he's going to be charged as an adult or a juvenile. He's being held at Oakland County Children's Village. He is on suicide watch and being checked on every 15 minutes. He has killed Hannah St. Juliana, 14 years old, Tate Meyer, 16, Madison Baldwin, 17, and then I believe one more has just passed. And another person is in critical condition, and once, as we get those names, we'll report them as well. Eight others, apparently he used his father's 9mm 6-hour semi-automatic handgun. Justin Schilling, 17 years old, just died this morning. The shooter's father bought the weapon that was used in the attack just 4 days ago. Apparently the teenager had posted pictures of it on social media before the attack yesterday. And Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said he had been shooting with it and posted pictures of a target and the weapon. That's all part of what's being looked at. We're going to do a deep dive on social media and all the activities of this young man. So the teenage boy is obviously currently not speaking. He's exercising his right and Fifth Amendment, and then he's going to be represented by an attorney. I would not want to be this child's attorney. The teen's motive remains unclear, but some students say he was bullied. According to one student, Trayshawn Bryant, I've seen him around school. He's a kid. He's been picked on and stuff like this. And when a kid who has been picked on, people bullying him, you're going to get this. You're going to get this reaction. And this is something that is very common, where we hear that people, these shooters, these school shooters, are students. They're co-students that decide to go either back to their old school, like we saw in the Florida Valentine's Day shooting, I think it was Lakeside High School, or their current students. And they feel so shamed, they feel so jaded, they feel so attacked that they don't think they can fight back. You know, I've seen this, and I joke around about how, you know, when hubby and I fight, when my husband and I fight, okay, I have the upper hand verbally, all right, and, you know, he's great, he's nonviolent, he's the best husband ever, but because our fights are limited to verbal, I win 99% of them, and the reason why is I could very, very kind of calmly start raising the level of weaponry, you know, throw this one out. If I notice I'm not getting a response that I want, go a little, you know, a little higher range. Meanwhile, he'll start throwing nukes, like, right off the bat. So I already see what's in his arsenal. He empties out his arsenal, and then I'm like, okay, are you ready to talk about this now? You know, and so when somebody empties out their arsenal, then I could come in and go boom, 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 right? And then this is all figuratively. This is all verbally. And then once, you know, he realizes defeat, I'm like, look, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. This really isn't worth it. All I wanted was boom, boom, boom. That's all I wanted. This, this, and this. You know, it's not, there's a logical fix to this. There's a compromise. And so, you know, I do that because I don't want an adversary, or I don't want somebody I'm arguing with to feel like that there's no other, they need to reach for something, shall we say, more detrimental. And so the art of fighting in relationships, and we talked about that, is how to bring the fight down. Sometimes people just want to explode, they just want to get mad, they just want to, you know, and you know, you don't want to suppress or repress them, but you also want to make sure it doesn't escalate. So you want to make sure they feel like they have a win, that there's a compromise, that they're heard, you know, and then, you know, you don't really want to brag about you winning, even though you're like, okay, you know, I got this. But still, sadly, when it comes to these kids getting bullied and these kids I was bullied. I mean, it just gets meaner and meaner and meaner. I couldn't even imagine growing up and being bullied in this day and age. You feel like you can't come back. You can't get your reputation back. And you're forced to go to school. School is a situation where you're forced to go back. You know, if your parents are like, you're not homeschooling, you're going to toughen up and you're going to go. These people think they have no other outlet. And so for you as parents, you know, I don't want to say every bully has the ability to turn into a massive killer. But realize that you telling your children to buck up and go back to school might be putting them at risk and even the other kids at risk. And you need to be aware that if they don't want to go, you need to find out why. Interestingly, I saw a video of the classroom, and apparently the shooter was trying to goad people to come out of the classroom. And the teacher's like, we're not, you know, he was trying to pretend like he was an authority, and he was trying to get, you know, them to open up so he could go in and shoot the class. And right before that, you saw the kids smile. They were on camera. They were videotaping, and they were pretty, you know, chill about it. Then all of a sudden they realized how serious it was. Well, some were very serious, but some were kind of, you know, they kind of had this little cynical attitude, and that drives people crazy. It definitely drives us adults crazy, going, you know, take this seriously. But you saw the teacher go, no, we're not ready to open up the door yet. Smart teacher, very smart teacher. And you hear the guy go, come on, bro. And with bro or bra, the kids are like, that's a red flag. He said, bro, that's a red flag. And then they bolted out the window because they could tell that the shooter was right there by the door. You know, very manipulative. Obviously, there was thought. Obviously, there was premeditation. So we're going to be talking about some of these calls to abolish the prison system, because people can all be reformed. I don't believe that's the case. I want to. As a doctor, as a mommy, I want to. But somebody wanting to shoot up other kids, kill people in a parade? No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.